You're listening to a Big Finish production.
You never explained why you killed them. Did you even think of the pain they endured? Did you watch it?
Did it make you feel good watching my sister die?
It's gone, hasn't it?
Yes, Mom.
I want you to know that I hate you!
Then we're too late.
No, you're a coward and a killer, and when you die up there, all alone, no one will care. No one will remember you. No one will...
Jasmine, can you hear me?
Oh, no.
Their voices... They're mine, at last. They've been speaking to me for so long, but they'll never speak again. Any of them.
How long do you think it'll be before it kills us as well?
Hard to say, Mom. Now that it's started, it's only a matter of time. Would you like a cocktail while you wait?
Find me a way out of here, Edwards.
You know I can't do that.
Please.
No. Are you sure I can't get you a drink?
I don't want a damn... Oh, please.
What is that, Mom?
Either our salvation or its next victim. What do you think? A transmat capsule?
Looks more like a depressed cupboard.
Hello.
Hello there.
I'm sorry to barge in like this. Navigational circuits are on the blink. This is the opening night of the Brexitel collection.
The what?
No? Oh. Well, that's disappointing.
Are you lost, sir?
Perpetually. Well, that's usually by design. Just to save us a lot of time, we're not standing on, in, or anywhere near any of the 700 wonders of the universe.
No.
Well, in that case, sorry to bother you. Come on, old girl.
Wait! Please!
Is something the matter?
I just...
What?
Help me. Edwards, this man is our guest. Get him a drink.
Are you sure that's wise, Mom?
Edwards.
Of course. What would you like, sir?
Tea. Thank you.
Make that too. Quick as you can.
Very good, Mom.
You have to take me away with you. Now.
Why? What's going on here?
It'll kill both of us.
Your butler? He seemed more interested in getting his drinks.
Not Edwards. There's something else on the station with us. It's just murdered my entire species, and if you don't get us out of here now, it will kill us too.
Edwards.
Welcome home, sir. Did you enjoy your massacre?
No. They all died too quickly.
What a pity.
I can still hear them. Thought they would stop, but they just keep talking. Can she hear them?
Not anymore, sir. You were very thorough.
And is she finally happy?
I believe she is. You've done her proud.
Good. I wouldn't have it any other way. Where is she?
I last saw her on the upper decks. She sent me to fetch her tea. Shall I bring her to you?
No, take me to her, Edwards. I want to see her smile. She hasn't smiled in such a long time.
Of course, sir.
Please, we need to leave now.
Not yet. I'm sorry, you're more than welcome to hide inside my ship. Don't worry, she's indestructible. You know, don't test that sort of way.
We have to run.
I can't. This thing just wiped out your entire species. It needs to be stopped.
It needs to be stopped.
You can't fight it. It crawled into their minds and fried them in an instant. What hope do you think you have?
So it's psychic?
Pure psychic energy with a compulsion to kill.
You see, I'm learning. My odds of winning are increasing by the minute.
We don't have a minute. It could be back at any moment.
Listen, do you have a name other than Ma'am?
Jasmine.
Listen, Jasmine, I promise I will take you away from here, but your monster has already destroyed one civilization. It could easily destroy another. I won't allow that.
But you don't... It's too soon.
Get in.
Get in with me.
I can't.
You won't.
Same difference.
Then hide.
What?
Coming, Edwards! You are my only hope of getting out of here alive. I don't think it'll hurt me. Not yet, at any rate. But if it finds you, you're dead. Stay here and don't let it see you.
Oh, girl, what have you landed me in now? Well, if this thing is as twitchy as she says, best not to spook it just yet. But this place should have a security system. Let's see if I can get a look at what we're dealing with. Oh, that's odd. I wonder.
Apologies, ma'am. I didn't have time to make the teas. It was most insistent to see you.
Of course, Edwards. No need to apologize.
I did it.
I know, I heard. Well done.
Every last one. Are you enjoying your silence?
Yes, it... My silence? You can still hear them.
Well, they won't stop screaming. They're in my head. But there's no one left to kill. If I can't kill, will they just keep talking?
I don't think that's how it works.
They have to stop. I thought I made them stop, but it wasn't enough.
Come on. There we are.
We'll find a way, okay? You've brought me peace. Let me do the same for you.
Brought you peace?
How?
I don't know, not yet. But we'll work it out. Together. Let's just go back to your room, shall we?
Been here so long, nothing else worked.
I know, but just trust me. Please.
Always.
My, my. What a tangled web we're caught in.
Come along. We'll sort this.
Edwards.
Yes, sir?
Find me someone else to kill.
Of course, sir.
Should I be worried, Edwards? Gonna line me up as the next kill?
It's rude to eavesdrop, sir.
So is promising someone tea and not delivering it. Even ruder to offer them up as a sacrifice.
Sir, unless you leave, your death is unavoidable, regardless of any involvement of mine.
And yet you don't seem to be hurrying me out of the door.
How perceptive of you. How did you hear me, sir? Our security systems were...
Were disabled, yes. And now they're not. I wanted answers, but all I'm left with are even more questions. None of this makes sense. Take you, for instance.
Me, sir?
Yes, you, sir. You're the butler to Jasmine and her psychic captor?
I answer to that thing, but I serve the mistress. It was she who built me.
When was this?
I have been in her employ for just over 6 months, sir.
And the creature was with her then?
Indeed.
Oh, very curious. Any idea why your mistress ended up here, or how either of them got aboard in the first place?
I... I do not know, sir.
Perhaps these will help. A transmission log from Oriv, the planet we're currently orbiting, I assume.
Correct, sir.
That's odd. There are only two transmissions on here. A single live stream from Oriv that went on for a year, and a 3-second outgoing message. Well, shortest first. I'm guessing by the time code that that is your psychic flatmate nipping down for a spot of genocide.
Correct.
Well, then we'd better see what the Arivians have to say. Since time is pressing, best start near the end.
You never explained why you killed them.
So it's killed before. Making this what? Its prison? Rigged with a constant stream of hate, reminding it what it is, what it's done. Until there was no one left to send them. But why do it live? And your jailed murderer. I'm assuming it was the one that disabled the security systems.
Yes, sir.
Explains how no one down there knew that the killer had turned hostage-taker, and yet it left these messages playing. If it was me, the first thing I'd do is find the mute button.
Well, the playback systems were damaged on several occasions, sir. I was forced to repair them.
Forced by whom?
Nobody, sir. They just had to be working.
But somebody must have ordered you to. Jasmine, perhaps?
She hated them as much as the creature did, sir. They must be maintained.
I see. Right. Quick scan for life signs. And where's this?
The creature's quarters, sir.
Time for a visit.
Sir, it will kill you.
Oh, that's all right. I'm a dab hand at dying.
Murdering scum, they should have just killed.
Hey, none of that.
Oh, their voices. Why are they punishing me? I don't understand. They wanted me to slaughter them.
Ignore them. Focus on my voice.
No, I can't. Oh, God, there's so many of them. What can I do? Maybe if I murder someone else, they'd be satisfied.
There isn't anyone left. It's just you and me.
Like you wanted?
Yes. Thank you for killing them for me.
Oh, I'd kill everyone for you.
Your mistress, she must have tried to escape before.
She can't.
Why not? A station like this surely has escape pods?
There are no such facilities on board.
What do you do if there's an emergency?
You die.
I'm not sure I like how all the options seem to end in death.
That's how life works, sir. Have you some strategy to rid us of this beast?
I'm working on something. Although it's more of an outline at this point. Ideally, I'd just convince it into letting your mistress leave.
I cannot permit that, sir.
Oh, really?
Mistress Jasmine must not be allowed to leave this station.
You've changed your tune. What's brought this on?
I
don't know.
Oh, quite so, sir.
Oh, what a fount of ignorance you're turning out to be. You wish for your mistress to stay with that creature?
Absolutely not, sir. She should be removed as quickly as possible.
But if I try to do that?
With the deepest regrets, I will have to stop you. But up until that point, sir, I am at your complete disposal.
Whose side are you on?
My mistress's.
You know, Edwards, it's so very rare to meet someone who makes even less sense than I do.
Thank you, sir.
Perhaps Edwards will find... Edwards! I could destroy him. He's very annoying.
We need him. He looks after me.
I look after you, and you help me. We don't need him. Do we? Do we?
I suppose we don't.
Ah, well then it's settled. I'll terminate Edwards. And if he has found somebody else for me to kill, then all the better. Edwards? Is that you?
Yes, sir. Coming down. You should go, sir.
And leave the two of you in the thrall of a homicidal lunatic? Never. High time I met your live-in psychopath.
Very well, sir.
Oh, there you are. Oh!
Hello. I'm the doctor.
Oh, no.
Heard you were looking for a victim. You must be... You know, I've heard so much about you, yet I don't even know your name.
I don't need one. I am what I am.
An ardent pacifist.
I'm a killer.
Can't blame me for trying.
How did you get on board? Do you have a ship?
Oh, no. You've done quite enough damage as it is. I'm not giving you free access to the rest of the universe.
I found my way out of here before. I will do it again.
But before you kill me, answer me this. Other than the Arrivians, who else have you murdered?
Shut up!
That was not quite the confession I was hoping for. I guess I'll have to find out another way. Psychic, are you? Just need a quick look inside your head.
Get your hands off me! Get your hands off me!
Good contact!
What did you do?
I thought I'd pop in and inspect your mind. Psychic attacks are similar to duels. Always make sure you draw first. Hello? Can any of you hear me?
They don't answer back. They just keep talking.
You don't absorb your victims. They are the messages from Orin.
They don't stop.
You took them to heart, quite literally. You are what they told you you were.
I am a murderer. Let me kill you if you don't die. Then I have no purpose.
That's not true at all. You can write, paint. Have you tried 10-pin bowling?
I'm not going to hurt you.
Jasmine?
If you're not going to die, then leave me alone. Get out!
No, sorry. I need answers.
Welcome to the Network Initiative, Technician Davis.
Thank you, sir.
With this thing working, we should be able to get in the heads of every enemy state without them even knowing.
So that's what you were for. The ultimate surveillance system. Hack into any mind on Orev and nobody would know that you were there.
Higher psionic frequencies, stable. Lower...
Help!
What the... You're alive.
Help!
I'm not going to hurt you.
Who am I?
We need to shut this project down, sir. It is alive.
You tell him, Jasmine.
Absolutely not. That thing is a tool. Better than that, it's a proven success. It goes fully operational by the end of the week, and that's that.
You must come with me. They're going to hurt you, to make you hurt other people.
Get after them!
They went that way!
What do we do?
We need to hide you.
There's nowhere to hide.
Yes, there is. In me. You're just psychic energy. You should be able to hide away in my mind. Trust me.
Stay where you are.
I surrender.
Where's the network?
It's gone. It's just me. Only me.
I see.
Get out!
You're alive.
Just about.
What about the creature, sir?
Drained a lot of energy booting me out. Should be down for a while yet.
You get, sir.
Thank you. Informative little trip down memory lane. Although...
Something the matter, sir?
There was a distinct lack of murders. Not a single one. If it hadn't killed anyone, then this isn't its prison. Well, it is. But not intentionally. I got it the wrong way round. This is your prison, isn't it, Jasmine? Those messages, they were for you.
Yes, but...
But what? I tend not to be a fan of murderers.
I haven't murdered anyone. I swear. I was framed.
For hiding this network creature?
They couldn't find it. It hid in my mind and didn't come out. There was a terror attack. Transport hub, peak travel times, the... government told everyone I was responsible, that they could send messages to the butcher who killed their families.
Crowdsourced torture, hoping you'd break. Tell them where their precious psychic network was, not realizing they were creating a monster.
We were trapped up here. I was only trying to help. I didn't want anyone to die, but the messages, they wouldn't stop. I wanted to tell them that they were wrong, that it was a lie. I opened up a channel and it
hijacked the signal, zipped down to the planet, and boom, all dead.
I'm sorry.
Why? You tried to help an innocent creature and ended up its hostage. There are lots of people who need to apologize, but not you. You are the one they should apologize to.
Thank you.
And since this is your prison, that explains you, Edwards.
I don't see how, sir.
Really? A butler she made 6 months after the transmissions began that repaired the speakers and wouldn't let her leave? You were her guard and warden rolled into one, a robot left on board to supervise.
We had a butler at home called Edwards. He was always so kind to me, I just wanted a bit of my life back.
So you reprogrammed your warden, but you couldn't get rid of the core programming. He wouldn't let you out or let you mute the transmissions.
Jasmine.
I thought we'd have longer than that. We should go.
Don't leave me.
I have to. I'm sorry, but I can't help you.
Oh, you promised. You promised.
I tried. I tried everything I could.
They won't stop.
I don't know how to make them stop.
I don't think you can. It's built its whole identity around those messages. Tell somebody to jump off a cliff, they probably won't do it. But keep telling them they've jumped before. They might just make that leap.
If I kill enough...
It won't help. I've seen those driven by the need to kill on thousands of worlds. It's never enough. Let's go. I can get you help, but you must let us live.
I can't kill you, Doctor. I just need a physical form. I was going to dispose of him anyway, but now he has a greater purpose.
Edwards!
Mom?
He's here to serve after all.
Jack, run!
I'll kill you, can I, Doctor? How about now?
It's catching up!
Sort of problem. Now I fix the security systems. You just need to trip the right door code and shut the blast door.
Come back to me,
Doctor, that won't hold it.
Keep moving.
We need to leave. Quickly, open your ship.
We can't.
Yes, we can. You, me, your ship. Perfect combination for an escape.
We can't leave that creature here. All these communication relays, it's basically a loaded gun.
You can't stop it.
Yes, I can, but I need you to be brave one last time.
Doctor!
Prepare to die. This is the end. Don't bother. I've heard them all before.
Don't do this.
Get out of the way, Jasmine. The doctor has to die.
No, he doesn't. You don't have to kill anyone.
I have to. They want me to kill.
They're all dead. Maybe I should have died with them, but this can't continue.
And I must.
No, you don't. They were wrong. They were lies. Please just stop.
Have you found a way to silence them?
No.
Then he dies.
I'm sorry for what they did to you. And for what I have to do.
What are you doing?
Plugging you in.
You needed Edwards to kill me. That gave me a handy way of getting you off this station. An interface between you and this station's communication systems. You were never going to leave voluntarily. But now you're just data trapped in his positronic brain. And all I have to do is transmit that data down to Orith.
Jasmine, help me.
No return trips this time. Goodbye. Just overload the system and... No more communication circuits. No way back up.
It wasn't its fault. They ground it down.
It still wiped out millions of people. It has to be contained.
But it's just down there. That's not contained at all.
It's trapped on a dead world. I will take you to the Shadow Proclamation, explain to them what's happened, and come back properly equipped to deal with it.
I don't think I could face it again. After all this time...
You won't have to.
You can't leave.
Oh. Your erstwhile jailer is back with us. Now, Edwards, I'm only going to say this once. Jasmine is coming with me. Try to stop us, and I will unscrew you limb by limb. Sonic screwdrivers trump robot butlers every time.
You can't leave, Jasmine.
What did you just call her?
You promised to help me.
It can't be.
Oh, that's not fair. I've just got rid of you. How can you still be here?
You thought my victims were inside my mind, Doctor. And I wondered, what if I could be in theirs? What if I could spread the voices between them?
Duplication. I see. I sent one down to the planet, the other stayed here. Jasmine, my ship, now. Get in.
You're not leaving.
Doctor, it's got me.
Pull the arm off.
No! Jasmine! Come back! Come back!
She's gone, Edwards.
I know, sir. I've never been prouder to have failed in my duties.
You've got to help me.
That is beyond my capabilities. Sir. Sir, what are you doing?
There's no one else left who can help. I can't do anything to fight them, but I don't have to be trapped in here anymore.
Sounds rash, sir. Would you like a cocktail instead?
If Jasmine can leave, then so can I. I will rip this place apart, send it crashing down to the ground below. I won't be trapped here with the voices. I don't want to be alone with them.
I see. Would you mind if I had a cocktail? I'll take that as a no. Should I be expecting you to repossess me anytime soon, sir?
I promised I'd destroy you.
Did you now? Well, you're nothing if not consistent.
One big bang and I'll be free. I'll spread myself all over the universe. They'll all be me, all hear the voices. And along the way, I will find Jasmine. I'll find her and I'll kill her and fill her head with the voices. And she...
Sir, with the greatest respect, shut up and kill me.
Past sins might still be catching up with me.
Planetfall in T-5, Captain.
Cook, how's the comm block holding up?
Again?
That's the third time you've asked in the last 10 minutes.
Yes, again. If anyone finds out we're here...
Then the whole thing's shot to pieces, I know.
So?
Comblock's still working, Captain.
Thank you.
Why is it always me you check up on? Oi! Joshy, this rust bucket's still going where we want it to.
No. I just throw out false arrival times because I'm a sardonic maniac.
I don't need to check up on her. I can see we're heading for the planet.
What was that?
No idea. Let's find out. Joshy!
Stay here and keep flying the ship.
You got it.
Ah, hello.
Don't move.
Oh, brilliant. Barely arrived and someone's already got a gun in my face.
Who are you? How did you get here?
Guns and deep philosophical questions. You must be a hoot at dinner parties. Not that anyone would actually be eating, of course. They'd all be stuck at the door with a gun in their face.
Shut up.
If you like, although we'll be tricky answering your questions if I can't talk.
He's got a point there, Captain.
Yes, thank you, Cook.
Oi, don't be mean to Cook. I love Cook. Well, I mean, I've only just met him and he's still pointing a gun in my face. Maybe not love, but he's definitely going a lot better in my estimations than you, Captain.
It's Captain Fry.
Are you now? Well, let's hope that's not nominative determinism, eh? No? Nothing? All right then, moving on. I'm the Doctor. This is my TARDIS. She's my ship.
Coming into land now, Captain. Everything all right back there?
Yes, thanks.
She was asking me.
Who's that?
Just a friend. Popped in to help.
Do you, want me to shoot him, Captain?
And ideally not get shot.
What makes you think you can help us, Doctor?
Oh, I can invariably help people. And while I don't have any idea what you're up to, I just arrived on your ship while it's in flight. It takes some brains to do that. I'm much more used to you alive.
I guess he's got a point. He's coming with us. Keep him covered.
Yes, Captain.
We can always shoot him later. Targets 3 clicks out.
What happened here?
Impressive, isn't it?
Impressive? You find a world littered with skeletons, you think it's impressive? It's obscene.
Get up!
No, not yet. Now, do any of you notice anything interesting about these skeletons?
We don't have time for this.
None of them have any consistent signs of trauma. They're in perfect working order. I mean, apart from the total lack of flesh and organs, it's as though... everything that wasn't bone just vaporized.
You heard her, Doctor. Up you get.
Ah, traces of psionic energy, right. Ooh, blimey, it's all over the place. Ah, psionic pulse, massive psychic shockwave. Well, that could do all this, all right. Which means that scanner you've got is tracking psionic wavelengths. You're after whatever's responsible.
Great. You're up to date. Now walk.
Are you sure you want to find this thing? I mean, it must be terrifyingly powerful.
You don't say.
What are we looking for exactly? A person? A device? Some kind of creature?
Captain?
Give him the basics, nothing more.
Well, other than it using psionic energy, we don't know a lot. Oriv went silent about a week ago.
What, this is Oriv? The long dead world? No. Wait, a week ago? What do you mean a week ago? Oriv's been dead for millennia. No. A week? No, definitely millennia. Or a week. Okay, well, definitely good. I'm here to check it out. So, you're all here to investigate. Forgive me, but those laser rifles you're carrying, they don't seem the best defense against psychic attacks.
We've all been trained to resist telepathic intrusions.
Seems odd that the response team against some kind of super weapon is only three people.
Three very qualified people.
Some more qualified than others.
I mean, the only other option is that you're not an official response team at all. Hmm? I mean, you're not just, and feel free to stop me on this, you're not just opportunistic thieves trying to get to whatever did this before the authorities arrived. Are you? Hmm? Ugh, I see. How long till these authorities arrive?
Not that long.
So you're simply three cosmic vultures looking for... what is it, revenge? Profit?
What difference does it make?
Revenge or profit?
Profit, if you must know. We've had offers starting at 7 billion credits for the culprit.
7 billion credits, aren't you clever? I've been to planets with a population of 7 billion, so is that the going rate for a life, is it? Single credit.
Captain!
Yes, if he says another word, kill him.
I think she means that. Over there.
Where? Oh.
A whole city in ruins. A whole city in ruins.
If this thing just wiped out your entire species, it needs to be stopped.
Too late for that.
Too late for what?
Nothing.
Judging by the damage to those skyscrapers, seems to have been bombarded by something.
Look at it all. That was teeming with life, and now nothing. And you'd happily condemn another world to this just to turn a profit.
7 billion credits, Doctor.
Oh, shut up. A whole civilization. Nothing left to remember them by except their bones.
7 billion.
And what if it was your planet, your people? If you sell this thing, the new owners might just turn it on you.
They won't. We've got an exclusion clause in our sales contract.
Oh, well, as long as you've got an exclusion clause, let's just hope your customers read the small print.
Signal's coming from down there. Let's go.
These buildings. I think Joshi was right when she said they'd been bombarded.
So?
So, psychic damage wouldn't do that. You need bombs or missiles or something. The city was attacked physically as well as psychically. And, oh, wait. What's that? Under that slab?
Is that an arm?
A robotic arm, which, if we're lucky, is still attached to its robot. Could tell us what happened.
Joshi, help him lift that up.
All right, Doctor. On three. One, two, three!
Aha! One robot. Looks like the standard Galaxy service class. Possibly a waiter, judging by the outfit. Yeah, a bit on the smashed side.
Sir, unless you leave, your death is unavoidable, regardless of any involvement of mine.
Ah, temporal feedback. How? Have we met before?
Cook, can you get it running again?
No problem. Should only take a few minutes.
Allow me, I can speed that along for you.
Hey, what's that? There's a second signal now.
New arrivals.
Hello, fella.
Welcome to Oriu.
Oh, thanks very much.
Have you come here to die?
Die? Oh, no. Back! Everyone back!
Get it off me! Shoot it!
Okay. New rule. No one touches any more robots.
Something came out of it. Some kind of energy bolt. It shot down there.
Yes, not just any old energy bolt. That was a concentrated burst of psionic energy. I think that was your 7 billion credits.
But when it powered up, I got another signal. Two signals means two creatures. And know what two creatures means?
14 billion credits, if it can do what the other one can.
We do have multiple buyers lined up.
Ugh.
Damn, it's completely ruined the scanner.
I think it did that deliberately. Could have gone for any one of us, but it lunged straight at you. So whatever this is, it's clever. And now there's two of them, and we have no way of tracking them.
We'll split up. Original signal was down in that direction. You two head over there. The Doctor and I will follow this new one. Keep in contact.
Yes, Captain.
Yes, Captain.
After you, Doctor. What was that little show about earlier? About this place supposedly being dead for ages?
I think my past sins might still be catching up with me. Yes, I thought it had all settled, but clearly it's still sorting itself out.
Have you actually got a plan?
Do you?
Me? Won't I have a plan?
I'm so clever. I can be really useful to you.
Well...
Go on then, Doctor. Impress me with how clever you are. What are we up against?
I'd say there's a good chance it's a purely psychic being, judging by the way it could nip in and out of our late robotic pal back there. Would explain how it's able to duplicate.
And how do we stop it?
Well, we start with... Ah, something like that! Ho, 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 you beauty!
What's so special about a massive bit of junk?
Junk? Junk? Junk? It's a quantum pulse drive. Or what's left of one.
Am I supposed to know what that means?
Yes. Well, no. Well, it doesn't really matter. The point is, they're normally found on space stations. So I was wrong. This city wasn't attacked. It was a space station breaking up in the atmosphere.
But everything's already dead. Why then drop a space station on them?
Yeah, well, that's the question.
How are we even supposed to find this thing without a scanner?
Simple. If it moves, and it isn't us, it's the target.
We should head back to the ship.
Don't chicken out on us.
He's got a point, though, hasn't he? That Doctor, Captain's in over her head.
Has she ever let us down?
Well...
Has she?
No, but this is different. She normally has a plan.
I'm sure that she's got a plan.
Has she? Because she's rushed out here, singing us a pretty tune the entire way, but where was the plan, huh? Where was the detail?
She didn't have time to do her usual prep. But if we'd waited around, the Shadow Proclamation would have been all over this, and we wouldn't get a look in.
I guess. You trust her implicitly, don't you?
Why? Don't you?
It's just... 7 billion. She kept saying the whole figure, not... A third of 7 billion, or my share of 7 billion, just 7 billion. You don't think...
No, absolutely not. She wouldn't just grab it and go.
Wouldn't she?
No. Have a little faith.
Then why'd she peel off with that Doctor? Why not one of us?
She just wanted to keep an eye on him. You're being paranoid.
Either of us could have easily done it.
I could have done it. You.
What is your problem? Every expedition, you're constantly on my case.
Because you're so easy to wind up, mate. Everything's just so personal with you.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll find it first, and maybe I'll leave the two of you behind.
You don't know how to fly the ship.
Can't be that hard. You do it.
Yeah, because the only reason I went to flight school for 2 years was for all the parties.
Isn't it a 1-year course?
They were excellent parties. Look, it could be anywhere. You start over by that wrecked shop. And I'll make sure it isn't hiding in that, I think it's meant to be a restaurant.
Fine.
And don't die. And don't go running off with it if you find it.
Probably only mess it up anyway, eh?
Well, it's less fun when you do it. But good try.
Oh.
They won't stop talking.
What?
Voices. Can you hear them?
You're the, you killed everyone.
Not yet, but I will.
Oh, God. Get out. Get out. Get out. I can resist you. Step one is... what was step one again? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Listen.
What are you looking for?
Oh, black box, records, anything that could tell us what happened. Aha! Look at that. A working computer bank. Now, what do you have to tell us, eh? Some sort of records log.
I want you to know that I hate you.
The people of Orif, I assume.
Can you hear me? Their voices, they're mine. At last. They'll never speak again. Any of them.
They held it in orbit, but it escaped. Wiped everyone out and brought its cage crashing down with it. But why would a prison have a waiter? We need to fix that scanner of yours.
It's wrecked.
Wrecked scanner plus wrecked station plus genius equals working scanner. Hand it over.
Here.
Thanking you. Now, a little bit of that. Yeah.
Captain?
Report.
A bit of that.
There's no sign of it.
Then head back. The doctor thinks he might be able to fix the scanner.
Wilco, see you soon. See? No one's run off with our money.
They haven't found it yet.
Guess not.
They will. Soon.
There we go. Bit of optimism. That's more like it.
And then we'll be able to leave.
No. I thought we'd all settle on this hellhole. I'll take the Western Hemisphere, and you and...
I need to leave.
Come on, mate. We've just covered this.
I need to leave.
Cook?
Cook.
Yes. That was his name.
Oh, my.
It's hard to keep track.
Your weapons can't hurt me.
Stay away from me.
There are so many names.
So many voices. Can you hear them?
Would you like to hear them?
Cook! No!
Nice. Yeah, almost got it. Bingo! Ah, right. Bad news first. It's basically right on top of us.
Yeah. I know. Oh, what's the good news?
There isn't any. I've got more bad news if you like that.
Oh, whoever wants that?
Now, there are three of them.
Can you hear them?
Three? Not necessarily a bad thing.
Oh, yes. Profit margins up. Life expectancy way down.
Any suggestions?
Ah, so you don't have a plan.
I had a beginning and an end.
Guess I'll just add in the middle for you. Let's try talking to it. Yes? Normally works for me. Sometimes. Hello! I believe you're trying to kill us. Ah, there you are.
Oh, great move, Doctor.
Doctor? My whole life has been plagued by doctors.
Mine too, yes. And as my fiancée Liz loves to ask, what do you do?
I am a killer.
Are you now? Great. Well, pleasure to have met you, killer. Good luck with all the killing. We were just leaving. Come along, Captain.
You must die. You need to hear them.
Why? Saying anything interesting?
They want me to murder you both.
Right. Well, thanks for passing the message on. Don't need to kill us now. Already know what they're saying. Captain, it's about this time I start running. Or we can go back to talking. Talking's good. Now.
Ignore him. I've got a deal for you.
The only thing I want is your demise.
You want to kill? To murder? I can make that happen for you. I can take you off this world.
Captain, no.
You can go anywhere, whole galaxies that you can reduce to nothing. All I ask is for the safe passage of my crew.
You mean these?
You found it.
I can leave.
Oh, no, Captain!
Shut up, Doctor!
I told you there were three of them. Look at the scanner!
I can leave.
At last.
What's happened to them?
I killed them.
They screamed. I liked that.
Look... Okay, then, just me. I can still take you off-world.
Fry, get back.
I need everyone to hear them.
Including you.
No, this wasn't... It was meant to be easy money. No! Get
off of me!
Leave her alone!
Why? She wanted to find me and I want to kill her!
So sorry.
It's your turn now, Doctor.
You have to die.
I think I'll pass, thanks.
I insist.
Funny thing about scanners, they're basically transmitters. You feed a disruption pulse pattern through it, and it's basically a sonic grenade. For those at the back, that looks something like this. Bye!
I can't see him!
Don't need him. Need their ship.
I can leave.
Their ship's still here.
He must still be here.
What is that?
Some kind of device.
Ah, you found it. Hoped you would. That's why I left it there, after all. Hello, you three. Or is it just the one now?
You haven't left.
What's the device?
Oh, that? I knocked it together from the ship's comm block unit, as well as a few parts from my ship. Do you like it? Took me days to build.
You haven't had days.
Haven't I? Well, I guess I must have found some. As I told Captain Fry, I'm very clever. Do you remember her? Is there anything left of any of them?
No. They had to die.
I had to burn out their minds.
To fill them.
Fill them with the voices.
You'll hear them soon.
Thought you'd say that. Hence my little box.
What does it do?
It's a sort of portable prison for psionic psychopaths. Thought it might give us a chance to have a little chat.
I will kill you, Doctor.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, but then what? Escape on this ship, spread across the universe, consuming all life as you go.
Until everyone can hear them.
Until they leave me alone.
Oh, so you're looking to offload them. How many voices are in your head? Tell me, you've split yourself over three people now. Have each of them taken a third, or have you all just been given the same burden?
I...
There's no difference at all, is there?
Not yet.
Not at all. All you'll be left with is a rapt audience all being told to murder and destroy, except they won't have anything left to kill, as it'll all be you.
If I kill everything, they might stop talking.
But suppose they don't? There'll be no one left to help you. You'll be trapped with them forever. All that effort for nothing. There was this race once, the Kuturu. They had a monopoly on death. Headed in a very similar direction. Ended pretty badly for them.
They don't want me to stop. They want me to kill.
And you just do what they say? Don't you ever have the urge to tell them to shut up?
I can't. They've been there for so long. Telling me I'm a monster.
You wiped out a whole civilization. You have to pay for that. You'll never be coming out of that box. But... you're also in a great deal of pain, and I can stop that. I can get you help.
Why would you do that? Most would leave me in torment forever.
Because I'm drawing a line under all this. There's been enough suffering already, enough death. Those fellas I mentioned, the Kuturu, I wiped them out. I met death with death, and all it did was make everything worse. So, this is me trying to do better. What about you?
How do I do it?
You start by letting them go. Let them be at peace.
Very well.
They still want me to kill.
There's so many of them. And they want me to murder you.
You could, but that's how evil wins. Say no to your demons. History is filled with tragedies, universal and personal. But the future doesn't have to be.
They're so loud, it would be easy to wipe you from existence.
Think about that existence. A universe teeming with life, driven by compassion and understanding. A universe where you can be at peace as well.
No! I will kill.
Thank you. Always. Yes, I'm coming. Ah, what's all this then? Aha, an incoming call. No comm block, of course. With any luck, that should be the authorities. Took enough time.
This is the 10th Justice Fleet of the Shadow Proclamation calling the Ortega.
What? No, it can't be. What's he doing here?
Please respond.
So I have been here before. Why can't I remember? Well, I suppose I did headbutt Khan quite hard. Memories of him are a bit wobbly.
You must not land on Oriv or accept any transmissions from the planet. There is an immensely dangerous creature stuck on that world.
And its entire history has just been rewritten. Would explain the temporal bleed-through I've been experiencing. Bits of lost time trying to find their new place in the universe. But if you're here for the creature, then you can't have noticed them. It hasn't happened for you.
I repeat, this is the 10th Justice Fleet of the Shadow Proclamation calling the Ortega. Please respond.
The Tharn of the Daleks, the Dark Times. Oh, you're about to go through hell to fix a mistake you haven't even made yet.
Is there anyone on board?
And once you fix that, you're going to be thrust into a living nightmare and... Oh, Doctor, then you're going to be so... so terribly alone. Even when you're surrounded by the best of friends.
Ortega, please respond.
And I can't tell you any of that. One trapped creature, little gift from the future. A promise that what you're about to endure won't be for nothing. Brighter days are coming. But you're gonna have to give up everything to get there. I'm sorry, Doctor. Everything I'm about to put you through. But you'll know that one day.
My, my. What a tangled web we're caught in.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Time Lord Victorious, Echoes of Extinction by Alfie Shaw. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann and David Tennant. The Network, Bern Gorman. Jasmine, Catherine Drysdale. Edwards, Paul Clayton. Fry, Inez de Klerk. Cook, Arthur Darville, Joshi, Mina Anwar, General, Stephen Critchlow, Guard, Jacob Dudman, and Arrivians, Jack DeVos and Melanie Stevens. The producer was Alfie Shaw, script editor John Dorney, director Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery.
Hello, I'm Scott Hancock, and I'm the director of Echoes of Extinction. Do you know, Alfie, our lovely producer, has just told me this is Big Finish's first ever original vinyl, which hadn't really occurred to me, because Big Finish has been doing lots of vinyl releases, reissues of existing Doctor Who adventures, and in terms of production, this has sort of been like any other in terms of the recording process, apart from the fact we've been in lockdown through it. So, you know, whenever people say, oh, this is the vinyl release, it's quite exciting to think we'll be able to listen to either part in either order. And there are lots of lovely little sort of Easter egg-y vinyl moments, you know, a bit of dead wax here and there that are exclusive to the audio, which are quite fun to sneak in to the drama as well.
I'm Paul McGann, and I played Doctor Number 8.
I'm not sure I like how all the options seem to end in death.
That's how life works.
Today is the first... This is the first time I've tried it. So, aside from a few teething problems, like, for example, I'm sitting in direct sunlight. There's no other way of doing it, because I'm in a room at the top of the house where my son has a studio. Anyway, I feel like I'm on the roof. And unusually, because normally, of course, in the studio, you're in the dark. So there's that, and there's little bits and bobs around, and it's slightly discombobulating. But I think as we're doing it, we're getting better at it. But it's tricky. But it's nice as well.
We have to run.
I can't. This thing just wiped out your entire species. It needs to be stopped.
It needs to be stopped.
It's only while working on it just now in the last 2 hours that I've become aware that of how this thing's going to be structured, which really appeals to me. Not that I was slow on the uptake, that doesn't appeal to me, but the idea of it, and particularly, you know, with the, you know, that it's in two parts, and I know you just described to me, Scott, that it was, you know, it might be on two sides of vinyl and that kind of thing. So that's exciting. It didn't occur to me in 96 when I started, well, certainly not when we shot the pilot. But then I think back, and I don't know if you know, Janet Fielding was my agent at that time, and she was there. And it was so, once the penny dropped, of course, that, you know, that she'd been Tegan. And anyway, but she would say to me, so over a few days, you know, she said, this is what's going to happen, whether you like it or not. This is what you can expect. And I think that was one of the things that she kind of pointed me to, slightly warned me about, you know, and made me excited about that. Eventually, you know, if this all goes well, not only are you kind of in the gang, in the family, but there'll be times when you're all in it together, so to speak. And here we are, it's one of those times.
It's been lovely working with Paul, who I've worked with on a few other projects before, and it's been even lovelier working with David as the 10th Doctor for the first time. Obviously, the whole multi-platform strand is entitled Time Lord Victorious, so it's nice to have a story that features the 10th Doctor experiencing the fallout from that period.
This is the 10th Justice Fleet of the Shadow Proclamation calling the Ortega.
What? No, it can't be. What's he doing here?
Please respond.
Hello, my name is David Tennant, and I play the Doctor. It's slightly evolved, my isolation recording. I've built myself a little sort of cubicle now, so I have a bit more space. I was previously in the eaves of my house's roof, which was getting a little bit hard going on the back, because I had to be sort of crouched over all day. So I'm in a slightly better place. Today recording. I'm not quite pretzel shaped, but it's odd, you know, it's weird, but at least we can do it. At least technology allows it, you know, and we can all still tell stories trapped in our houses. It is a bit different. Yes, I miss having a Catherine or a Billy or a Freema or even a Bernard, but I think the Doctor misses them. It's a slightly different character. He's slightly lonelier, slightly scratchier, I think, when he's not got one of his pals to hold him back.
But it's, you know, it's nice to tell stories from different times of his life, I suppose. You just have to try and make sure you're in the right mindset. Because it did change him. He was a different character alongside Rose to the character he was alongside Donna to the character he was on his own. So I think you just have to hopefully try and give a sense of that. But I think the scripts tend to acknowledge that anyway, so that helps tell that story.
There's been enough suffering already, enough death. Those fellas I mentioned, the Kuturu, I wiped them out. I met death with death, and all it did was make everything worse.
Yes, I like that. I like that we went somewhere a little dark, and that it was all a sort of that sense that the Doctor was bringing on his own doom somehow. It was sort of hubris, wasn't it? And I think that was quite an exciting thing to play as you gallop towards the end of telling the Tenth Doctor's story. It gave it a charge and a slight recklessness and a kind of an insecurity to that character, which I think was a little unsettling. And I think that was dramatically quite interesting. So, yes, very interesting to revisit that moment and to imagine that he went off and did all sorts of other things in that gap between television stories.
The rest of the cast in this, you know, as we keep saying, because of how we're having to work in isolation, it was trying to find people who had good home studio setups and also an opportunity to work with a lot of people I know well and enjoy working with. So, you know, first of all, as the villainous network, I wanted someone with quite a sort of low-level menace to their voice and immediately thought of the lovely Bern Gorman from Tortured, who often ends up playing villains but is genuinely one of the nicest, most fun people alive.
Hello, my name's Bern Gorman, and I play The Network.
Edwards.
Welcome home, sir. Did you enjoy your massacre?
No. They all died too quickly.
What a pity.
It's always fun playing a villain. Obviously, villains don't think they're villains a lot of the time, and this particular character, The Network, is, shall we say, a compromised individual, mentally as well as physically. So it's actually quite interesting to play this entity. But to play a Doctor Who villain, I mean, we're talking bucket list stuff, aren't we? Only the other day we did a Torchwood live stream after watching one of the episodes, and we were discussing the fact that they'd all been in Doctor Who, and I sort of said, we'll never say never. So for me, this is a huge deal. The character I played on Torchwood was completely wrong in tone, really, for a family show that Who is. And I've got to say, I'm really pleased to have finally jumped aboard the mothership, as it were.
The voices. Can you hear them?
I'm a massive vinyl buff. To me, it's something really special. I used to love the feeling of getting the record out the sleeve, poring over the details, the producers, you know, who was involved, and having this sort of tangible thing in my hand. And I actually believe that the audio quality is something which can't be replicated. So I hope people go out and get this for that oral experience, shall we say.
In the Eighth Doctor episode, we also have an introduction to Edwards, the butler, played by the lovely Paul Clayton, who again I've worked with a lot before, but again, strangely on Torchwood. He's best well known as Mr. Colchester in that. And if you're looking for a sort of sardonic, potentially threatening space butler, Paul is the voice you have in your head, so I was thrilled when he said yes.
Hello, I'm Paul Clayton, and I'm playing Edwards.
Hard to say, Mum. Now that it's started, it's only a matter of time. Would you like a cocktail while you wait?
This has been a first, because we've been recording this in isolation, so it's the strangest experience to sit here in my wardrobe at home, and I literally am in a walk-in wardrobe with the picnic table from the garden and a chair, and the lovely Scott Hancock is on FaceTime, propped up against the fabric conditioner bottle, which is on top of the tumble dryer. It's the most professional of places. I think what's different about this sort of isolation is the environment. We quite often record on our own because of schedules. So I've done whole episodes of Torchwood as Mr. Colchester, where it's just been me in the studio and Scott reading in. But you're in the right place, so it seems right. And I think what's strange about this is I could reach out and try on a T-shirt or a pair of trainers.
Sir, unless you leave, your death is unavoidable, regardless of any involvement of mine.
And yet you don't seem to be hurrying me out of the door.
How perceptive of you.
What I love about some of the work we do is that you have to be instant in these decisions about character. And all it says is acerbic robot butler. It's a sort of psychopathic Jeeves. And that subservience developing into something a bit nastier is a really good arc to play. And hopefully, for the listener, it's unexpected. And that's what's really nice.
Jasmine, who's sort of tormented by all this, played by the lovely Catherine Drysdale, who I've loved for years as an actress. I mean, lots of people will remember her from Two Pints of Lager and A Packet of Crisps, and of course the Doctor Who episode Love and Monsters. But she's such an incredible actor beyond that, and so nuanced and really brings a nice sensitivity to the character she plays, which is why she was great for this.
My name's Catherine Drysdale, and I am playing Jasmine.
It's too soon.
Get in.
Get in with me.
I can't.
You won't.
Same difference.
One thing that I enjoyed about Jasmine, she isn't everything that you think that she is from the start. There are layers to her. She has a good heart, I think, deep down in there, and she's intelligent. Yeah, I really enjoyed her. What's exciting about playing a character like Jasmine, because there's quite a lot of mystery to her, is that as an actor, you don't make too strong choices. You leave it open for the audience to interpret themselves, to see as it unfolds. I thought that was quite exciting. Doing these audio dramas, I've got to play quite a few different characters, and I guess it feels a lot, the action feels nice and pacey. It's actually quite exciting because so much of it is left to your imagination than when you're filming the TV. What's interesting about this is, so with the TV, I worked with David Tennant as the Doctor, and this time it's Paul McGann, who I've worked with before as well. I worked with Paul on a series called Tripping Over. We filmed in Australia and Thailand and London. He's so lovely. So lovely.
I've known Arthur Darvill for years, ever since we shot Doctor Who, funnily enough. And he's come in to do a few Big Finish things for me before now. We did Frankenstein together, and he's done a few other things, Dark Shadows, Bernie Summerfield, even Torchwood again. Torchwood's clearly the thing no one can escape. And so, you know, I know he loves working for Big Finish, and he'd asked if anything was coming up. So, yeah, I asked if he fancied doing this, and he was very happy to. Inessa I've not worked with before, but, you know, she was a recommendation from Arthur, and again, I'd been looking for something to work with her on. And so this part came up and it just fitted the dynamic perfectly. So that was really nice to sort of give her her Big Finish baptism of fire.
Hi, I'm Arthur Darvill. I'm playing Cook.
Hello, I'm Inés de Klerk. I'm playing Captain Fry.
Cook, how's the comm block holding up?
Again? That's the third time you've asked in the last 10 minutes.
Oh, the process is really fun. And you don't even have to get on the tube to go and do it. Great.
But there's something always which you, you've had to experience, because in these audio dramas, there's often a lot of effort noises and screaming and things like that, which is embarrassing enough to do in a studio with other actors. But it's fine because everyone has to do it. But there's something about doing it where our neighbours can hear
and maybe call the police.
It's nice to play characters who get possessed as well. That's always a fun. That's always a fun one to do.
Don't need him. Need their ship.
I can leave.
I really enjoy doing these audio dramas anyway, but it's really fun to dip my toe back into the Doctor Who world with a character that's very far away from what I've played before. But yeah, it's there's something very comforting for me about all the sci-fi stuff. Makes me really giddy. So yeah, it's been a really lovely opportunity to revisit that world.
Well, I just think what a lovely welcome. How fun was that? the toe was thoroughly dipped and enjoyed. No, it was so much fun.
That's good.
And then Mina Anwar as Joshi. You know, very often ends up playing comedy characters in things like The Thin Blue Line, or, you know, even in the Sarah Jane Adventures. You know, she's a very light-hearted character. But again, she's capable of so much more. It's nice to give her something a little bit meatier where, you know, she can be a bit sarcastic and a little bit meaner.
My name is Mina Anwar, and I play Joshi. You don't know how to fly the ship.
Can't be that hard. You do it.
Yeah, because the only reason I went to flight school for 2 years was for all the parties.
Isn't it a one-year course?
They were excellent parties. I read it all in one go, which sometimes they're quite lengthy, the Big Finish scripts, which is amazing. And you have to kind of plow through. But I really enjoyed it. I think it was really... there's something very interesting about networks that kind of infiltrate our worlds. You know, like we have Wi-Fi and internet and the fact that, you know, this kind of psychic network to be able to read people's minds and then like kind of almost compel people to do things that they never really, you don't know whether it's their thoughts or somebody else's thoughts. I find that quite a fascinating subject, really. What's nice is there's scenes where just the banter or the chat, it seems to be a more of a kind of a, I think it's in keeping with the fact that this is about people. And about people communicating with people. And what's nice is that you really get that sense of people talking to one another and trying to work things out, negotiate, even with the confrontations. And it doesn't seem very much like any one person, even though the Doctor obviously is the ultimate omnipotent man who knows everything, there's still a way of trying to think that people are still trying to negotiate. And the dialogue is reflected, I think, in that kind of very back and forth way. It's very interesting, actually. It's got a real pace to it as well. It's lovely.